Jock now took the fusky, the breed, and the cunnel for Elkie loon in turn. Gar and the halflings come up the altar and kneel in a circle round him, and the stoury fleer of the left. Elkie een had his left foot bare and his left hand raised abeen him. "Fat are ye needin' maist," he speared. "Mair lacht the sang out." He telt them saying that the name of the very first horseman was Cain, and the magic words that could reest a horse or charm a woman. Many an eyes he racks their lugs and managed just to catch them. Baith and een. Sign Jock Dow spak louder, and the twa cousins didna hate to strain their lugs, for they heard him clear as you like, repeat the horseman's fearsome aith. "Hud up your hand and say after me," Jock Dow cried out. "Garin them say," the horseman's aith, "stopping at Elkie line," so the halflings might chant after him. "Aye, o my ain free will and accord, solemnly vow and swear afore God and a' these witnesses, that I will heal, conceal, and never reveal ony part of the true horsemanship that I am about to receive at this time. Furthermore, I solemnly vow and swear that I will neither write it, nor indite it, nor cut it, nor carve it on wood or stane, nor yet in anything movable or immovable aneath the canopy of heaven, nor yet so much as raise a finger in the air to nane but a horseman. Furthermore, I vow and swear that I will never gie it, nor see it gien to a tradesman of ony kind, except to a blacksmith or a farrier or a horse soldier. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien to a farmer or farmer's loon, unless he be working his ain or his father's horses. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien to a fool or a madman, nor to my father nor mither, sister nor brother, nor to ony woman kind. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien to my wife nor daughter, nor yet to the very dearest ever lay by my side. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien to onybody after sunset and Saturday night, nor afore sunrise and Monday morning. Furthermore, I will neither abuse nor bad use on a man's horse's weight, and if I see a brother do so, I will tell him who he's fat. Furthermore, I will never advise on a man to get it, nor disadvise on a man for getting it, but leave Elkie een to his own free will and accord. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien to ony under the age of 16 nor abeen the age of 45. Furthermore, I will never gie it nor see it gien unless there are three or mair sworn lawfu' brethren present, after finding them to be so by trying and examining them. Furthermore, I will never refuse to attend a meeting if warned within 3 days, except in a case of riding fire or gone for the doctor. And if I fail to keep these promises, may my flesh be torn to pieces by a wild horse, and my heart be cut through a horseman's knife, and my beans buried in the sands of the seashore, for the tide ebbs and flows Elkie 24 hours, say that there be nae remembrance of me amongst laughing brethren. Say, help me, God, to keep these premises. Amen. On hearing yon dreadfu' aith, Isaac's een grew wide as twa ashes. But a wee bit stray had creepit up Minnie's snoot, and it was all she could deign to sneeze and let the brethren ken she was hiding up a bean lugging into their Elkie secret word. She nippit her arm with her own sharp nails till she drew bleed to stop for sneezing, terrified Jock Dow would fin her out. After the loons had sworn, the maid horseman gave Elkie brother a stick of chalk and a slate in their hands, and lifted the blindfold athwarty so they could look down in the slate. In a voice that rang to the ringing of the laugh, Jock Dow sang out, "Now that ye hae the word, write it." And young Willie Peary, for the mainsical rogie, fell into the trap and scrattered down the magic words, "Baith and een." Nae sooner did he deet than Otty Cooper from North has lifted a kirt chain and clattered it down over the back of the loon's knuckles with sic a force that Otty skirled and grat for the clewer bark at the back of his niv and skint it. "Noo, ye maun gang to the calf hoose for a shock o' all horn his hand," joked out at him. And the halflings, Corrie and the gither with fear and call, were herded into the calf hoose. still blindfold, in at a time, they were pushed forward to shock the horn of the deal. The cloven fit of the deed cough held out bejoked dow, and sign the blindfolds were wheeked off. With their een nae adjusted to the left, the first thing they saw was a green glowing cheel hobbit with a phosphorus calfskin. Well, they peery finted clean out and had to be brought round with a scoosh of cold water heaved o'er his face with a sharny pail. With the blindfolds off, the maid horsemen knew the githerin treetled back to the altar, for the fusky bottles were opened and the serious business of drinking started. "I'm needin' to be," many quoz he. "Hud it then," replied their cousin. "I'd rather wait my bricks and let them catch me." Jock Dow and Dod Matheson Fistinis and the other five maid horsemen fae out a boot were grinning like the claws of an alhamer, scalping the loons in the back and telling them they were fair the billies knew. Donald Chalmers fae Dunrock told Digger McPhee the trick to stop a horse fae putting his head through its collar, rub it with Sue's spittles or the skin of a stinking moody for a shilt hitch yonah be nothing. "Afore the manger and the greep, 'tis there that I dae hang my weep, atween the stable and kirt shed, 'twas there a horseman I was made." Jock now telt the ma that the best horseman in Lidrick was Kildour, if I was heed horseman and coach driver whiles to the auld warlock of Lidrick, and he telt fu Kildour drave the warlock's coach and horse o'er the Lidrick loch with a next frost, when ne'er's muckles a skirp of water touching hoof nor mane with the help of Arn Horney.